Good morning. 24 degrees, WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show, 12 before 6 o'clock. And today, December 23rd, is Festivus. It's a secular holiday celebrated on December 23rd, popularized by the sitcom Seinfeld as an anti-commercial alternative to Christmas, featuring traditions like the unadorned aluminum pole, the airing of grievances to complain about family, and the feats of strength wrestling match with the motto, A Festivus for the Rest of Us. It began as a real family tradition by author Daniel O'Keefe, later adapted by the Seinfeld show. If you know actor Ben Stiller, his dad, Jerry, played one of the characters. Dads, the character played by Jason Alexander. And so he's the one who came up and now serves as a humorous, non-materialistic holiday for those weary of holiday pressures. Also, as we like to applaud the efforts of those seniors, because I guess I am one now at 61. But anyhow, this in the news this morning. And oldest National Park Service ranger dies at 104. Betty Reed Soskin, the oldest full-time National Park Service ranger in the country, dying at 104 years old. Her family announced her death on a Facebook post stating she died peacefully at her home in Richmond, California on Sunday. The National Park Service recognized her contributions in a social media tribute, thanking her for her service. Born on September 22nd, 1921 in Detroit and raised in New Orleans, Soskin moved to California with her family. She joined the National Park Service as a guide at the Rosie the Riveter Museum in 2007. So she was up there in years when she joined. She retired in 2022 at the age of 100. Way to go, Betty. We remember you today. Today in history, on this day in 1823.
Was the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
Yeah. Clement C. Moore's Christmas poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas, was first published on this day in 1823 in upstate New York's Troy Sentinel newspaper. This is the day in 1888, during a mental breakdown, artist Vincent van Gogh cut off part of his own ear. And finally, in 1968, the crew of the USS Pueblo walked across the Bridge of No Return following their release by North Korea. The bridge is the area between North and South Korea. The crew had been held captive for 11 months on charges of spying. Afterward, the ship's commander, Lloyd Bucher, said,
I can't begin to tell you how happy my crew is to see this side of that line that divides this country in two.
And finally, a Christmas thought for you this morning from an area pastor.
Hello, this is Michael from Valley Vineyard Church. I just want to share a word of encouragement this Christmas season. I was thinking about the value and the beauty and the glory and love of Jesus. And one of the things that strikes me so much in the Gospels is how we're reminded that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. And I think it's very important to remember that during this time of year, how often we can feel lost in the busyness, the chaos, and just the stress of the season. And for a lot of us, it's not always the easiest season, either grief or anxiety or whatever the case may be. But to remember that Jesus, Emmanuel, is with us. He is God with us through all these times. As we look forward to this Christmas season, I hope you experience a blessing that is true and real.
Well, a new study gives some hope to parents whose kids might not be taking off intellectually. And here's the thing. Don't put all of your hopes and dreams on your kids. Just love them for who they are. But this new study, basically the headline says, late bloomers may actually outshine child prodigies. So boom, there you go. Just because your kid can't play piano at 2 years old, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, the new study from the University of Kaiserslautern-Landau suggests that being a star at a young age doesn't guarantee world-class success later in life.
Now, they analyzed career paths of over 34,000 high achievers, including Nobel Prize winners and Olympic champions. Hmm.
And researchers found that child prodigies rarely become the top achievers as adults.
The study found that those who excel later in life usually specialize at a later stage and spend their youth exploring a range of activities.
Yeah. You know, this maybe doesn't directly parallel, but I guess what's popped in my head is Macaulay Culkin. I don't know if he's a child prodigy, but a child actor and a star.
Yeah.
Home Alone. But his brother's gone on to get the Academy Award recognition as they both have become adults.
Well, good for his brother. I didn't even know he had a brother, to be honest. We'll go off in the weeds here, but I did see Macaulay Culkin, I think it was on Twitter, had posted. He's like, sorry to all the would-be burglars who didn't even try because they watched my movies.
Yeah, right.
So,
there we go. So late bloomers may outshine child prodigies. You know, I tell you, I've said this before. Andy Stanley, talking to them off air, a famous pastor from Georgia, and he'd said that, you know, I was a youth pastor for 10 years, and he said, parents, don't judge your kids till they're 35. So that has stuck with me.
Well, I mean, so my parents have had 3 years to be disappointed in me then. So.
Yeah, right. Well, somebody special's turning 5 today. Happy 5th birthday to Hazel Gearing in Kennan.
1, 2, 3, 4. Happy birthday to all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy birthday to all your dreams come true. We wish it was our birthday.
It's your birthday.
So, happy birthday, Hazel.
Yes. Hearing from Dad this morning about the birthday girl, and we wished her happy birthday earlier, but you know, you got to sleep in a little bit on your birthday.
You do.
So, hey, real quick, give me an update on things in Barron last night.
Yeah, just it was our Full Court for a Cure kind of a keystone campaign. This is something going through January 14th, December 14th to January 14th, in conjunction with Miracles for Grady and Chase. They are my 14-year-old twin nephews who have an ultra-rare disease known as PCANS, pantothenate kinase-associated neurodegeneration, and it is a currently incurable and fatal condition. 1 to 3 out of every 1 million children have this. And so what they were doing last night was in partnership with a nonprofit called the Loving Loic Foundation that is urgently raising funds for gene therapy. That is the hope for a cure. There are some promising results with a couple leading medical universities. But again, this is something that it's honestly hard to have people in power take notice of an ultra rare disease, because that doesn't really get them reelected, right? You know, it's up to grassroots campaigns to try to raise the funds needed for this gene therapy. And so the goal of the Loving Loic Foundation is to raise $5 million to keep gene therapy research going, to get to human clinical trials, to save the lives of Grady and Jace, of Loic, who's the namesake of that foundation, a little 5-year-old boy out in Montana, and others who are afflicted by this, again, terminal condition. Huh. And so the foundation is about halfway to that $5 million goal. The Full Court for a Cure campaign that I was helping out with yesterday is trying to get to $500,000 by January 14th, and Lord willing, making progress. And so anyway, yeah, thanks for asking. And it's obviously something very close to our family. And just want to say thank you again to the outpouring of love and support from the Barron School District, Amory and Shatek Weyerhaeuser, folks coming out and supporting and showing love for this family. That's really what it's all about, right, is reaching beyond ourselves, having empathy and compassion for others, and saying, hey, what if that was my child? Absolutely. What if that was my child with an incurable condition? And so, again, thank you so much. It was great to see a lot of people out there at Barron High School last night.
All right, very good. Caleb did the call on both basketball games.
Yeah, got to see a little bit different teams than I normally broadcast for. It was a lot of fun.
Your chance to win in Tuesday Trivia right now in the WIB Wake Up Show, 2 days before Christmas.
And how about 2 movie tickets to Micon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire? They have the location at Oakwood Mall, Micon Cinemas downtown Eau Claire, over by Festival Foods in Eau Claire, and then Chippewa location as well, too. Lots of locations to choose from. 2 Micon Cinemas movie passes to see a movie of your choice. But as always, you have to answer a question. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Here it is. Over 1 in 5 adults say they don't do this. Don't do what? Over 1 in 5 adults say they don't do this. 715-723-2555.
Was it last week or the week before? Maybe even last week, where the answer was they don't chew gum. So that's clearly not the answer.
It is not.
All right. But what else don't they do?
Yeah. And there's a whole gamut of choices, a range of choices. Yeah. We start out wide, and then if we were to start giving clues, that would come around this time tomorrow morning. Over 1 in 5 adults say they don't do this. 715-723-2555. We'll send you and a guest to the movies at Micon Cinemas if you win.
Who's going to be brave and courageous and maybe try to win it on the very first call at 723-2555? To the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dylan Crandall, Eau Claire.
Hey, Dylan.
What do you think? My guess is that one in five adults don't sleep more than 6 hours every night.
Okay.
That's, you know, sure. That's a very well thought out guess, Dylan from Eau Claire. Is it what we are looking for, though?
Sorry.
It is not. Doesn't mean it's not true. Just not what we're looking for. Thank you, Dylan. Call us back, buddy. 715-723-2555.
Sleeping. That's a whole other subject, right? I woke up in the middle of the night and then I was awake for like an hour. And you're like, I want to go to sleep.
Yeah.
723-2555. What is it that these adults, one in five, don't do? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Danny.
Hey, Danny.
Where are you from?
I'm from Strum.
All right. What do you think?
I was thinking snore.
Snore. Over one in five adults. And she could be focusing on the over one in five adults say they don't do this.
Yeah, right. Because how do we know? Sorry, Danny. That's not what we're looking for.
Thank you for the call from Strum. Over one in five adults say they don't do this, don't do what? For two Mike on Cinema's movie passes.
All right. Now the guest is starting to cook. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Wendy from Chippewa.
Hi, Wendy.
I'm going to say read books.
Read books.
Oh, yeah. Boy, the numbers are down on that.
You're just hitting me and Alva where it hurts.
Huh. I've got a whole story. I'll maybe use on tomorrow's show, but that's not what we're looking for. Thanks. That would be true, probably.
Yeah, probably. Over one in five adults say they don't do this. Over one in five adults say they don't do what? What could it be?
I can blend both of those answers together because I like to read to my wife before bed after we do connections. But the thing is, so often lately, I'm too tired.
My wife helped me with connections last night because we got back so late from the benefit.
Yeah.
And it's like getting close to midnight. And of course, it gets to midnight, you miss out.
Yeah,
she helped me. So thank you, Lindsay.
Hey, we'll take three more guesses. 723-2555. What's the question again this morning on WWIB?
Over one in five adults say they don't do this.
Uh-huh. All right. Over one in five.
So over 20%. Over one in five adults say they don't do this, don't do what? For two Mycon Cinemas movie passes, maybe over the Christmas break, you want to go see a great movie.
It's a terrific prize. 723-2555. Three more calls going. Oh, well, there we go. We're in a good time. All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim from Ernie.
All right, Jim, good to hear from you. What do you think?
How about use their cell phone during the holidays?
Use their cell phone during the holidays. Boy, over one in five say they maybe leave that puppy alone. Not what we're looking for. All right, how about this? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Wendy from Chippewa again.
All right, Wendy.
Vote.
Vote. Over one in five adults say, yeah, you know what? That process, I'm just going to skip out on that and then complain about it later.
You will have a lot of chances to do that in 2026, and that's not what we're looking for either. We'll take
one more
guess before 8 o'clock if you've got it in you. Western Wisconsin, over one in five adults say they don't do what? One more try before 8. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Pam from Weyerhaeuser.
All right, Pam.
Drink coffee.
Oh, great guess.
Over one in five adults say, I don't drink coffee. Is that it?
Sorry, Pam.
I mean, that seems reasonable, right? Because that would mean that around 80% of adults do drink coffee. But not what we're looking for in this case. Thank you. Tuesday Trivia Try number two for your chance to win a pair of Mycon Cinema's movie passes. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555, the number to call if you want to join us on the air and give us your best shot at answering this. Over one in five adults say they don't do what? Over one in five adults say they don't do this. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555 to guess. Some of our incorrect answers so far, over one in five adults say they don't do what? It's not snore, read books, get more than 6 hours of sleep a night, vote, use their cell phone over the holidays, or drink coffee. All good answers, but not what we're looking for.
All right, to the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from 2 days before Christmas?
I'm Maddie from Kennan.
Hey, Maddie, good to hear from you.
Is it floss?
Floss. Is it floss? Over one in five adults say, yeah, don't floss.
Yeah.
Fake news. That can't do anything. Please floss.
All right.
That's not it. But thank you for the call.
Good to hear from Kennan, where Hazel turns five today, right?
That's Kennan? Right. That's correct. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Carolyn from Ladysmith.
All right, what do you think?
Floss their teeth.
That was just guessed.
Literally right before
it
you.
Was.
So
I missed that.
Yeah, what's your backup?
I was on the phone, so I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
You can have a backup guess. Go ahead.
Use their signal.
Okay. Use their turn signal. Over one in five adults are like, yeah. Don't need to bother with that. They'll understand.
Is that more fake news?
When I just cut right into their lane, they'll know that's what I intended, even if I didn't signal it.
They may acknowledge that they forget to. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian from Oliva.
Hi, Brian.
What do you think?
They do not wear their seatbelt.
Car safety.
Yeah. People owning up and saying, you know what? I'd go without that. No, that's not what we're looking for. Thanks, Brian.
Over 1 in 5 adults say they don't do this. Don't do what?
What is it? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sandra from LeClaire.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi.
What do you think?
They don't dream.
Don't dream.
Yeah.
You know, I don't dream much. My wife dreams frequently, and sometimes I'm the protagonist and not in a good way. Sometimes I have to answer for what I did in her dream. So hopefully I was good.
Yeah, right. Sorry, that wasn't it. So we'll take 3 more here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Jeff from Thorpe.
Hi, hey, Jeff.
They don't brush their teeth.
Don't brush their teeth. Again, we've had flossing guests. Yeah. Was it just not brushing their teeth?
Maybe these other folks are like, you know what? If I'm going to floss, that's good enough. No, that's not what we're looking for. Thanks. Two more tries here at 723-2555. If you got it in you, nothing coming in right now. And as I say that, the phones light up. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Maddie, calling again. I'm going to try again.
All right.
Is it put up a Christmas tree?
Over 1 in 5 adults say they don't put up a Christmas tree. It's like, yeah, I know that's kind of a tradition for lots of folks, but yeah, don't bother doing that.
Maybe some people are just too busy.
Maddie, you're right.
You're going to the movies.
I won.
Yes,
you did. Over 1 in 5 adults, in fact, 21% of adults say, I don't do a Christmas tree. Yeah. Interesting.
We got a winner on a Tuesday.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
WWIB, time for 4 things you didn't know yesterday.
Yes, dropping some knowledge on you like this. Each year in the U.S., around 8,000 babies are born, quote, in transit. That means either in ambulances or in passenger vehicles.
Wow.
Just in a hurry to make their entrance into the world.
Ours were all in the hospital, I believe. So, number 2, the average person walks 95,800 miles by the time they reach the age of 85.
How many steps is that? Huh. Goodness. 4 things you didn't know yesterday here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Some knowledge. This could be disturbing depending on how you feel about worms. The longest earthworm ever found was 22 feet long.
That's crazy.
Imagine seeing that on the sidewalk after a rainstorm.
When does this thing end? And finally, one thing you might not have known yesterday, maybe you did a little bit. Ketchup was briefly marketed as a medicine in the 1830s.
Heinz Corporation and Eli Lilly
There you go. 4 things you didn't know yesterday. We've got Focus in the Family top of the hour. Sam is looking dapper today.
He is indeed.
I have never seen him dressed. Is he in some kind of Christmas performance tonight?
I don't know. Maybe he'll tell us when he gets on the air.
He will share, hopefully.